Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is called the inner image and the imagination. And this is a Bible principle right throughout the Bible from the book of Genesis until the very end. And it's a principle that we need to get to know as believers. The image, the inner image and the imagination. This topic today we're dealing with is how to remove wrong images and thoughts. Satan will also try to put negative thoughts and images into a person, hoping that the person will meditate and produce the wrong image. God's answer is to throw down and out of our minds the thoughts and images by the weapons of our warfare, which are mighty through God, shown in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6, and then replace those thoughts with good images and good thoughts in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. For though I walk in the flesh, I do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high image that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience has been fulfilled. God tells us that we have authority over our thought life and those images, and if they don't match the word of God, we are to bind them and cast them down and out, and then replace them with God's images. We go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Jesus said that he only said and did what the Father did and said in John chapter 14, verses 9 to 11. In John chapter 8, verse 38, I tell you these things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect that you have heard and learned from the Father. I speak that which I have seen of the Father, and do that which I have seen the Father to do. Jesus only said and did what he saw the Father do. Jesus used the inner image in his ministry all the time. Hope is seeing something with your heart that you cannot see with your physical eyes. The imagination uses hope that cannot be seen as the blueprint or the plan or the picture. The imagination is just the ability to see something or pictures with your mind that you cannot see with your physical eyes. Architects use the imagination when designing a house or a building before they draw the plans. An engineer must use his imagination to design machines, repair or fault find them by seeing inside the physical machine with all the different processes that are working together. People in the world use the imagination to have goals that they want to achieve. They see themselves successful before it becomes into reality. A final word. Develop the inner image by using the word of God as the basis to create the true image that God will use to make it happen. Then add to the God kind of faith within you to give the image substance which God gave to you when you were saved or born again. Then speak the image out in faith through the words of your mouth, calling those things that do not exist yet as though they did exist. Then you become a co-laborer with God and his plans on the earth to build his kingdom. You will not be able to see the outside until you first see the inside. Thank you for being with me through this subject and the different topics that we have. The principle of the inner image and the imagination is a very important tool that we need to use. We have to develop it day by day, even in the small things, and grow to the larger things. Very simply, we take the word of God and we put that into our heart, in our imagination also, and it builds a picture of success. Whether it's got to do with healing or success in a job or finances, the word of God is the absolute truth to any situation. And God wants us to put that in our heart. It goes into our physical ear, into our spiritual ear, and into our heart. And the picture starts to develop. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.